You know, even when I was an atheist, I loved Christmas time because I managed to focus on all the superficial trappings of the holiday instead of the spiritual dimension. I mean, what's not to like about Christmas? You got gift giving, you've got holiday parties, you get cards from relatives and friends. I mean, I was like anybody else. I love sitting by the warm fireplace, sipping on some hot chocolate. Or back in those days, probably something a little more potent. And enjoying time with family and relatives and friends. I think lots of people, like me, just enjoy the sentimental side of the season. In fact, many of my atheist buddies would rank the Christmas season as one of their favorite times of the year. But after my wife Leslie became a Christian, and I started to investigate the identity of Jesus, I began to probe into the real meaning of those nativity scenes that I'd see outside of churches. I wanted to separate the holiday from the holy day, the facts from the fantasy, the truth from the tradition, and get down to the historic bedrock of what Christmas is all about. What I found thoroughly fascinated me. I mean, I expected to discover that Christmas is built on flimsy legends that developed in the many decades after Jesus lived. I thought the virgin birth would be exposed as some sort of fanciful idea that was plagiarized from earlier mythology. I didn't anticipate that the opposite would happen, that a thorough investigation of the ancient history would validate the Christmas narrative, because it's based on reliable sources that are too immediate to be written off as being mere legend or make-believe. So I'd like to share some of what I learned with you. I'm so glad that you're joining me for this four-week experience as we set aside Santa Claus and Christmas trees and delve instead into the question of what we can really know with confidence about the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. It's a journey that I'm convinced will stimulate your mind, it'll warm your heart, it'll satisfy your soul, and forever, I believe it will change the way that you celebrate Christmas. It is, after all, the greatest story of history. And as you know, the greatest stories of history are the ones that turn out to be true. When we investigate Christmas, we not only have to separate the commercial aspects of Christmas from the spiritual roots of the holiday, but we also need to drill down deeply into the historical record to determine exactly what did take place in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Because sometimes we find that legends have contaminated the actual account of what really took place. Let me give you an example. Here's the storyline we typically hear at Christmas.